Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
93.7 FM. W-E-E-I.
All right, Brian Barrett and Fitzy with you for the next hour or so. The number is 617-779-7937. I want to get into the Patriots sniffing around on another quarterback in just a second here. But I did want to mention this theory I have, Fitzy, and I'm wondering how you feel about this. Tom Brady, who is considered to be the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, and deservingly so, greatest player in the history of the NFL. I don't know another player in the all-time great category that has the same narrative around him that Brady does. Well, yeah, but he had Belichick. Like, Michael Jordan, we never say, oh, well, he had Phil Jackson.
Yeah, it was the triangle offense.
Joe Montana, who had one of the best coaches in NFL history. We never say, oh, it was because of Bill Walsh. Wayne Gretzky, he played for Barry Melrose at the end of his career. Nobody mentions the other person's coach other than Tom Brady, which if I was Tom Brady, considering what I've done in my NFL career, that would kind of piss me off. There's like this caveat with Brady. Yeah, he's the greatest of all time, but he played for Belichick. That would irritate me.
So why do you think that is?
Because it's Belichick,
It's Belichick.
It's
not like he's the most charismatic guy in the world.
Well, I think part of the equation is, so when Jordan won championships with Phil Jackson, Jordan was already established as an MVP, as a scoring leader, and all that. When Brady came into the NFL, he's a six-round draft pick, and of course, now he had clutch throws against the Rams, but he wasn't putting up these gaudy numbers right away. So like Peyton Manning, he had established himself, and then Tony Dungy comes in, right? And I'm not saying that Tony Dungy deserves to be in the greatest of all time conversation. I'm just saying,
well, gave him a defense.
Right. These other guys had kind of established themselves. And so because Brady established himself under Belichick, people want to give Belichick sometimes more credit than Brady.
Probably because Belichick was so high profile, under Parcells, well-known. Parcells was here. Here comes the protege. And also the Patriots had made that drastic move for him, trading draft picks to get him the year before after he said he was leaving as being HC of the NYJ. So there was always an elevated profile to Belichick. And at first, during his career, like I was telling you, you know, I took part in that live tweeting of Super Bowl 36, which we put up on WEI.com with Hannibal and Andy Hart. I went back and rewatched Super Bowl 36 this week. Yes, Brady came through in the clutch. The legend of Tom Brady was born that night. But it was really one great throw to David Patton in the first half for the touchdown, and then the final drive. I'm not taking anything away from what Tom Brady did in that game, but the signature, the hallmark of that game, was the way Belichick's defense absolutely blistered, pounded, and hammered the Rams over and over and over. It was like watching a boxer take down a skilled fighter just by rib shot after rib shot after rib shot, and the body shots eventually caught up to them. It was a great coaching performance as well. Yes, that was the night Tom Brady, the superstar, the GOAT, was born. But believe me, Belichick had every bit as much to do with it. So the two of them sort of rose to prominence together. But people just can't accept the fact that it was the two of them working in tandem. It's always got to be one or the other.
Right. I just find it odd that he's the only all-time great that has that. Like Kareem.
Great point.
Nobody
great
says,
point.
Like, oh, Kareem had Pat Riley for four of his championships or five of his championships. And Magic Johnson had Pat Riley for four of his championships. Nobody ever mentions that. But with Brady, it's always that link to Belichick. I did want to mention the current situation at the quarterback position, Fitzy, and Jarrett Stidham, as It looks like now, in all likelihood, is going to be the starter, even if Hoyer beats him out, which is great.
Promised. His agent says he was promised a chance to compete for the starting job.
Great. Hoyer's here. Can't wait
if Hoyer wins out the job, then either A, Corona has kept us further apart for longer and that's impeded his development or opportunity, or he sucks. So yeah. If Hoyer wins the job, then Stidham shouldn't even bother showing up for work week two.
Yeah, I have no use to watch Brian Hoyer play football anymore. But anyway, Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated reported this. The Pats, quote, sniffed around a little on former Panthers quarterback Kyle Allen. Now, eventually he was traded to the Washington Redskins to play for his former head coach, Ron Rivera. But when I look at this, and I'll ask you this first. Mm-hmm. Does that say anything about Stidham that they were sniffing around another young quarterback?
It's kind of a no-lose proposition. Why not? He's got NFL experience. To me, if you think Kyle Allen played reasonably well last year, which he did at times, why not take a flyer and see, what did he end up going to the Redskins for? Fourth?
Fifth.
Fifth? Okay. I can spend a fifth on Kyle Allen, who was in a volatile situation last year where the coach gets fired halfway through the season. Some decent talent for them, obviously. Great, you know, decent wide receivers and obviously one of the best three running backs in the NFL. But he has actual NFL experience. So he is the devil I know as opposed to the devil I don't know, which is whatever quarterback they would take in the draft this year who's never played in an NFL game. Maybe Belichick and McDaniels thought, hey, we see something we like here in this kid. Why not bring him in, have him compete with Stidham, you know, one way or the other, we're going to get something we like. But if you draft somebody, you don't know what you're going to get.
And they're very similar, too. If you think about it, too, even going back, Kyle Allen goes to A&M. Mm-hmm. He splits time with Kyler Murray. And then he transfers to the University of Houston. And he ends up getting benched, right? So he ended up having this college career after being a five-star kid that didn't go well.
Right.
Jarrett Stidham had an outstanding freshman year at Baylor. And then because of all the stuff that was going on at Baylor, he transfers. He goes to Auburn. Not a perfect system for him under Gus Malzahn, who normally has the Cam Newtons, the Nick mm-hmm. Marshall-type quarterback. So right. He's running an offense that doesn't really...
They only threw the ball 42% of the time.
Right. They don't really fit his skill set. So both these guys, high-talented guys. Stidham was the sixth-ranked dual-threat quarterback coming out of high school. Both these guys had offers from everywhere. And if you're Belichick, you can't be completely sold on Stidham yet. So I have no problem with it whatsoever. I'm all for a quarterback competition, just as long as yeah. It's not Hoyer winning it. I'd much rather see Kyle Allen, although he threw 16 interceptions and only like Jameis and Baker and Phillip Rivers threw more last year. I'd much rather see Kyle Allen and Stidham compete for the job, then Brian Hoyer get an opportunity to be the starting quarterback next year. I don't want to see any of that. What are we going to do? What are we doing with Brian Hoyer? At least with Stidham and with Allen, even if you don't believe in Allen because of what he did last year, at least there's a chance these guys could be good.
Right.
Hoyer's not good. He sucks. I mean, what are we doing?
I know.
He's good for the room.
He's
That's
not competing. You're like, you know, no offense, but you're probably not taking over for Greg Hill in the next couple of weeks the same way that Brian Hoyer is not. You're great for the station.
Yeah.
You know, and Brian Hoyer, great in the room, going to run some great practices, good scout team quarterback. But, you know, he'll mentor Stidham, nice little bridge, you know, connective tissue to Brady. But this is Stidham's job and full stop, period.
Okay, so quick thing. I think Rich Keefe was the first one that brought up this theory this week. I want to see if you buy into it because I completely do. The reason that the Patriots got Brian Hoyer was so that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers could not. I love that theory because Brady loves having Hoyer around, remember?
Of course.
So Brady loves that guy.
They're buddies.
Yeah, Brady. They're like
fantastic.
Their families are friends too,
I believe,
right?
Oh,
they're close.
So absolutely love it.
Yeah, I'm all in on that theory that Belichick did it just so it was a – like, do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Of course.
Okay, they just had the last episode was the Spite Store. Did you see that?
Oh, I'm seven.
Okay. I don't want to spoil it.
I'm only seven episodes in. I have three episodes left of the season, which has been fantastic. And we can maybe do Netflix and Quarantine Rex right at the end of the show as well. But the seventh episode this season where the Jets fan kills himself might be one of the funniest episodes of television I've ever seen in my life.
Because he was so upset with the Jets. The Jets killed him. Yeah, great show. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Mike. He's in Randolph. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How you doing today?
Good, man.
How are you, buddy?
Hey, 51, just quick thing. The whole Lloyd Carr thing you said is completely false. That Lloyd Carr had no choice. Not unfortunately.
Yeah.
That was more that was out of his hands because of Drew Henson. But, hey, guys, I want to get to something. I'm sorry, 50, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Drew Henson comes in. The kid is an absolute stud. He's a you know, whatever the hell is higher baseball than a five-star. Yeah, I mean, he's a baseball player. He's, you know, he's got all, he's the prototypical stud and superstar quarterback, and they've got Brady as well. Lloyd Carr just said afterwards that he couldn't believe that he allowed anyone else to take snaps over Tom Brady, even Drew Henson. So, yes, his hand was forced, but at the same time, it was Brady who found a way to, before he was pick 199, become Tom Brady and win the games for him. But I hear what you're saying, Mike.
Well, Fitz, I can just tell you, just from a long family of Michigan alums at the time, everybody was absolutely just irate, but they knew what was going on. They knew his hands were tied. But that's, hey, that's 21 years ago.
Yep.
I want to get, you know, and people keep ripping Belichick the GM, and it drives me nuts. And it kind of goes to a call you guys had probably about 20 minutes ago. And he said, why isn't Bill giving Tom, you know, in the twilight of his career, what he needs? Let me go back 6 years ago to 2014 when they beat the Seahawks. What did he do that year? He had receivers as Amendola, Edelman, Malcolm Mitchell, JoJo LaFell. Your tight end was Gronk. Your running backs were Shane Vereen, LeGarrette Blount. You went out and you got Brandon Browner. You went out and got Darrelle Revis as your two corners. You just drafted Hightower, Chandler Jones, Jamie Collins. What is that guy talking about? He gave that guy, quarterback Tom Brady, was 37 then. That's the twilight of anyone's career for the most part. 3 years later, what does Bill do? He goes out, he gets Chris Hogan along with Amendola, Edelman. You have Gronk. And then he goes out and gets Martellus Bennett, a second tight end, who if they didn't have that year, they're not making that comeback against Atlanta because he had some huge plays. So when I hear someone say that he's not going out and getting Tom Brady in the twilight of his career the necessary tools to win, I'm calling absolute BS on that. Because, you know, when he was in the twilight of his career, they won three more Super Bowls.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the twilight of his career, and Brady just kept outkicking the expectations and coverage of when they thought he was going to be done. There's no way the Patriots thought he was going to play past 40. No chance.
Hey, guys, one last thing I just wanted to bring up, and this is a little bit off topic, but it's kind of crazy with the state of the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who are the luckiest SOBs in the world right now with everything going on? The Houston Astros. Nobody has talked about the Houston Astros and what they have done for over a month now. They were getting crucified, and now that sports has gone away and this whole world epidemic, the Houston Astros are just flying underneath the radar right now, and it's crazy because that is one of the biggest disgraces you could say in the history of sports, and they were about to get crucified, and now no one's even talking about it.
Bingo.
Yeah, that's a good point. Appreciate the phone call, Mike. So a couple of things there. So to the latter point, see, Rob Manfred said this week that they have the Red Sox report. They just haven't written it.
Yep.
Like, dude, just say
but the Red Sox report is done. We'll have that soon.
Just say you're working on it. Yeah. Why would you say that you just haven't written? I get there's a lot going on, but just say that you haven't finished it yet, or just say that you're working on it. Don't say, yeah, it's finished, but I haven't had time to write it up.
Yeah,
it just
cares?
Looks bad. But he is right about the Astros. They're probably a team that would like to play in empty stadiums because spring training, really though.
That's a great point.
Spring training was crazy.
They'd be like, wait, there's a chance we can play at empty stadiums? Great, we'll do it.
Spring training was crazy for those guys. They kicked somebody out of spring training that was like hitting on a barrel. Did you
see
that?
Dude, I was going to for their first game. And we probably won't see it now because it's going to be in late May.
Yeah.
I was going to go to a high school and hire a couple of drum players to go do a marching band outside of Fenway with trash cans to welcome the Astros to town just because what they did was so ridiculous. And now we're going to get deprived that chance to make fun of the Astros around Memorial Day.
Yeah. That was so funny. All this stuff on social media and Twitter when that was going on. Two is, first point about Brady and not having the weapons and the fact that's a false narrative. So he pointed out 2014. Malcolm Mitchell wasn't on that team. He was on 16. But overwhelming point is that Brady's always had the weapons, and he referenced some of the guys that they've brought in over the years. Now, this year,
in 2015, they had LaFell, who was garbage, and they had Scott Chandler. So you see why these things happen.
So this year, it's fine to criticize Belichick to say that they didn't have great weapons. But for people to actually come up with the idea that they didn't try, that's not true.
No.
Okay, so they gave up a second-round pick at the trading deadline for Mohamed Sanu, a receiver that Brady wanted, and he ended up getting hurt. They went after one of the most bizarre players in NFL history, and Antonio Brown. They brought him in, knowing everything that has gone on, in his, not everything, but knowing that the guy's a problem child, so to speak. Now, maybe the player didn't work out this year or this past season. They spent a first-round draft pick on N'Keal Harry. So if you want to say that Belichick messed up the Mohamed Sanu trade, messed up the N'Keal Harry thing and all that, okay, fine, you can make that claim. But you can't argue that Belichick didn't try to upgrade the weapons for Brady. They were after guys like Cole Beasley. They were after a guy like Jared Cook. And as we mentioned earlier, that's more about Rob Gronkowski retiring late, more so than anything else. So he did try to upgrade the weapons. He just didn't convert like he ordinarily does.
They tried to get him an auxiliary Amendola with Humphreys, who said, oh, well, gee whiz, I gave him a word to Mr. Vrabel in Tennessee, so I can't go back on that, Mr. Belichick. So, yeah,
oh,
they
and
tried.
By the way, Humphreys made a great point. Humphrey said, if I sign up there, and I'm paraphrasing his quote, I don't know how much longer Tom's going to be there. He left after a year.
Yeah, he did.
Humphreys was right.
Right. Exactly. And
right.
I don't think it's Adam Humphreys who would have kept Tom Brady
right, yeah.
in New England that much longer.
He did nothing this year. I get he was injured, but he did nothing.
No. Absolutely nothing. But you know what? Tennessee, it's a good team. Good team.
Yeah, very good team.
Right now, I'd feel pretty comfortable. To curb it, I would feel pretty comfortable about running back Titans versus Chiefs in the AFC Championship.
No Ravens?
The book's out on them. Ravens will take a step back this year.
Ooh.
I like the Calais Campbell signing. I mean, that was a great trade. I mean, it was a big paycheck that you had to give him. Obviously, the reason why he was available for so cheap was because he cost a lot of money. They only had to give up, what, a fifth for him, for God's sakes?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the best defensive linemen in football in the last 20 years, period. But I just don't see that. I just don't see the offense working the same way. They caught their lightning in a bottle, then they got pantsed on a Saturday night. They blew it. They'll be good. I just don't see them as dominant or catching people off guard. The whole NFL has an entire offseason plus this prolonged absence to study tape of the Ravens and figure out how to flummox them.
And everybody can study Pat Mahomes on film, and nobody's going to be able to figure him out. He is LeBron James of the NFL right
now. He's awesome.
I don't see anybody stopping him. Let's get to David in Weymouth. What's up, David?
Guys, how's it going today?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
I just want to say one thing first. I'm a nurse at one of our hospitals here, and I'd like to just shout out prayers and thoughts to all the nurses and doctors and all the frontline people. But I'd like to also send out a big thank you to our ancillary staff, our nursing assistants, our transporters, our environmental cleaning people, our food services. They don't make a lot of money, and they're there every day allowing us to do our jobs. And it just seems when everyone's being thanked, they seem to get forgotten. So I'd like to say thank you to them and to continue to be safe.
Well, thank you for taking the time to thank them, David, and thank you for everything you're doing and everything that the most important people, the backbone of this country right now, is doing, because without you, we're seemingly screwed, it seems, at times, but without you guys, we really would be. So thank you.
Well, I thank you for that, and that wasn't it, but I've always been of the point that people that call sports talk, they're fans. And I don't think anyone that calls owns a business, because it really comes down to it being a business. And the way the Patriots and everything have handled things, when people keep saying they got to do whatever they can to give Tom another one and give Tom another one, well, that's not how you run a business, number one. And everyone goes, he was underpaid. Well, Tom bought into the salary structure. He made $250 million in pay. And he won 6 Super Bowls. Those 6 Super Bowls and the teams they put around him allow Tom to run TB12 and have his name and reputation. Tom's a businessman, too. Tom understood all this. And when they have $105 million available in 2021, if I'm running a business, I've got to look to that now and make business decisions. And this is a business. You know, Tom brought a lot here. But you can't. Any business owner can't let an employee dictate a business. And you can't overpay them, because your business will crumble. And there's history's littered with examples of teams doing that. And, you know, Auerbach never did that with the Celtics. You know, you see Belichick running it, and Kraft, they're running a business. I think a lot of people look at it as fans, and they don't look at the business aspect. The Patriots can't go forward with Tom Brady. And this could be a tough year, but $105 million next year, it's a chance to retool and change the team and begin to move forward. And from a business standpoint, that's how I look at it. And I think all the fans, I don't think any of them own businesses or have to run a business. And if they did, I'd like to see them say that's how they would run their business.
Well, David,
what are you guys' thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, David, it's a fair point that you make about it's a business decision for the Patriots, because I think what you're trying to avoid is the contract that the Lakers gave the late, great Kobe Bryant at the end of his career. He was coming off a torn Achilles. They gave him a two-year, $48 million deal. I get Brady's not coming off a serious injury, but it hindered what you could do with the rest of the salary cap, and you knew you weren't going to win if you were the Lakers. You were just doing it to reward Kobe Bryant. Belichick's still looking to create the next great Patriots team, and he's not going to give Brady a contract that basically hinders him from doing other things, so this is naturally the time to move on.
Yeah, and as you mentioned earlier, you know, they made these upgrades when Brady was 38, 41, you know, they kept looking at it going, okay, here's the last hurrah, come on, we're going to go for it. And he stuck around longer and, you know, things went on. And listen, he's the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, but that does not mean that he gets to dictate as the employee how long he wants to play and how much money he wants to keep getting.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate the phone call, David.
That's a great call. Stay healthy, David. And once again, thanks for everything you're doing. It was a business decision. That's the drum that Greg was banging on all week long on the morning show, and no one wanted to hear it, where the two of them each had to make mutually respective business decisions. One is still with the team, one is not. But each of them is doing what they think is in the best interest of the football teams and their businesses. Tom Brady is a businessman. TB12 is a significant international entity at this point. Bill Belichick is now the face of and is running the multi-billion dollar New England Patriots. He has to figure out how he can go forward and keep the business running and not just have people swinging by so they can say, wow, the team sucks, but hey, that's where Tom Brady played. Cool. You can't, I mean, you know what people aren't going to see? The 3-13 Patriots in 2 or 3 years because they let Brady play it out, and then they took no time to build for the future because they were too busy trying to take care of Tom now. Like, it would be great if quarterbacks were exempt from the salary cap. It would be great, Barrett, if they could give Tom an appreciation or victory lap check. That's just not the way it works.
No, it's not. All right, a lot more to get into. The number 617-779-7937. I do want to touch on Roger Goodell saying the draft will go on. Apparently some people are unhappy about that. I'm not one of them. We'll get into it in just a little bit. We'll get you trending in a second.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the all-new Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Major League Baseball and the Players Association have agreed on some stipulations that must happen before the start of the 2020 season. The season will not get underway until there are no government restrictions on mass gatherings. The reason for that, of course, is the league wants to be able to play in front of fans, but the commissioner could, however, still consider neutral sites. The league would also wait until there are no travel restrictions throughout the U.S. and Canada. John Heyman reporting, it's possible that the league could expand the postseason from 10 teams to 14 teams in 2020. I'm all on board with anything baseball wants to do to mix it up. The NFL owners will vote next week on expanding the playoff field to 14 teams. It is expected to pass, of course, and that is supposed to kick off for the 2020 season, so this upcoming season. The extra team means there will be only one team that gets a bye in each conference. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Is it fair for people in New England to blame a little bit on Belichick for this happening? Because no one wanted to see a divorce to Tom Brady, in that area at least, to
they
see him play
blame
another
Coach
uniform.
Coach Belichick, period, because you have to understand, if anything, give Coach Belichick credit for he was responsible for keeping Tom Brady there for 20 years. Tom could have left. Tom didn't have to keep signing extensions and things like that. He could have got caught up in the whole franchise or transition tag and things like that. But Coach Belichick, and Coach is not easy to play for because his expectations are so high. He wants to win. He wants to dominate. He wants you to be consistent. Do you understand how tough it is to play on the level that Tom Brady has played on for 20 years plus, get drilled by Coach Belichick, the level of expectations that come with playing for Coach Belichick? It's unheard of.
All right, that was Rodney Harrison earlier today on his show. You can listen to it every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 right here on WEI, the Safety Blitz. So he's trying to tell everybody, hey, don't blame Belichick for making this decision. I echo that sentiment. If you really have an issue with Brady not being here, your issue's with Kraft. This is how Belichick was always going to handle this particular scenario. He wasn't going to give Brady the, okay, I'm going to give you a contract for everything you've done in the past. He's looking towards the future of the team. So if you really are upset about Brady no longer being a member of this team, you should be pointing the finger at Kraft. Although Kraft tried to dodge every bullet in terms of taking no blame for the situation whatsoever.
Belichick's the in-law. I wanted Tom in his day. Listen, love me some Mr. Kraft. Bought the team. Prevented him from going to Hartford or St. Louis or both or wherever in between. And he's been an awesome owner out front, and he's a fan just like the rest of us. But I feel like blaming Belichick is the easy thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the convenient thing to do. Oh, it's obviously Belichick. Their egos clashed, and he didn't appreciate him. And if he had just said all the words that he said in the thank you note that he posted to Tom after Brady posted on social media that he was leaving the Patriots, then maybe Brady would have stayed. Listen, just because Belichick's the kind of dad who can't tell you when you're going to college that he loves you but has to tuck a note in your suitcase or send you a letter a couple weeks later doesn't mean that he never did in the first place. He told him at the NFL 100 thing when Brady was sitting there on set as one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks ever. He said time and time and time again, no quarterback I'd rather have play. Tom's the greatest ever. Like, what else did he have to do? This is just the way that he is. Well, he should change for Brady because Brady changed him. All right, maybe. It seems like you're just not going to ask, a zebra's not going to change its stripes at that point.
Brian Barrett and Fitzy with you. The number is 617-779-7937. By the way, you think it pisses off Brady that Belichick is nominated for an Emmy? Considering Brady's been the guy that's been trying to launch the social media career, be out in the spotlight more. I remember years ago he was on an Entourage episode, but he's trying to get more out there in terms of his business.
Ted 2, SNL.
He's in Ted 2, his business interests. And
Funny or Die videos,
His presence off the field. And Belichick does one thing, the NFL 100, and there he goes. He's nominated for an Emmy. I did think he was really good in that.
He was great.
Oh, my God. Did he?
Those episodes I loved every single one of them. Could you just imagine the difficulty Belichick had keeping his pants on whenever he got to go back and talk about just like Curly Lambeau or just like
Ed Reed. You see him with Ed Reed. Jeez, he's talking about some random play he had with Peyton Manning that he remembered from years ago where he like fooled Manning. Manning thought he was going to go one way and Reed went the other way and intercepted him. Jeez.
Find you. I thought he was going to hire Ed Reed.
I thought he was going to be like, Ed, you want the job? You want to coach the secondary?
At the time,
I'll fire
that
my kid for you.
Seriously. Oh, in a second he would. Oh, he would absolutely love to have him on there. And I think Ed Reed even said something to the like. But at the time that those specials ran and there was just the absolute love fest, I said, in this life, find yourself someone who looks at you the way that Bill Belichick looks at Ed Reed.
By the way, when are the Emmys? Do you know?
Usually September.
September. So he wouldn't be able to go, which
might
is
be a sport. It might be a sports Emmy, though. No,
yeah, I would just like to see him, like his speech after, like after he gets the Emmy if he wins. He was great. Collinsworth was good in that show.
Yeah, Eisen was great. Eisen's job was to be a point guard. He was, did a great job. Collinsworth and Belichick crushed it.
Yeah,
I love seeing them. I loved when Brady and Favre were in studio at the same time.
Yeah, now the list, I had some issues with that.
Who were you mad?
Well, Darrelle Revis isn't on that. He's the best cornerback in the toughest era to cover receivers. Now, I understand that he didn't have like a 20-year career or a 15-year career, but some of these other guys that get on the list over Darrelle Revis, come on. Guy was incredible. I don't know how he's not on that list. By the way, I want to mention this real quickly. Roger Goodell. So he's going to go on with the NFL draft. He also mentioned this in his thing. This is a direct quote from his memo. Public discussion of issues relating to the draft serves no useful purpose and is grounds for disciplinary action. So if you're an executive and you speak poorly of the NFL's decision going with the draft, well, they can suspend you or fine you.
Or dock a draft pick.
Yeah, so he's putting his foot down on this one. Now, in terms of the actual, now probably a bad look to put that in the memo that gets released everywhere, but in terms of the actual idea of having a draft, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Now, as long as we're using social distancing and it's not basically spreading coronavirus and we're safe about this, I'm all for it. I don't need the general managers to meet with all these players. Hey, they already had the combine. Most of these guys have 3 or 4 years of tape that you can look at. Do we really need all these visits? The only people that are against this are the general managers of the league, right? The fans are for this. What else do we have right now? We have no sports. I think it'd be entertaining.
Well, first of all, it rates higher than any other sporting events, marquee games or championships. The NFL draft is usually like a top 25 rated television program every year. I mean, it does better than the Oscars, it does better than the Emmys, and it does better than the Grammys. So we need it now or want it now more than ever. If there was anything that they should have potentially postponed, just for the look or the optics, which is a word I hate to use, but everyone does these days, so what the hell, it would have been free agency, just because the NFL owners or general managers or both didn't really like the look of, like, people are out there, like, losing their jobs, and too many people are sick, and now we're giving away $100 million deals.
Yeah.
Well, it gave us something to talk about. It's distracted us for a week and a half, and now that horse is long since out of the barn. The draft? Don't move the draft.
And Fitzy, Florio had that big write-up that they were going to have to move free agency. He said it on a show as well, that people were going to be upset because of what's going on in the country. Nobody was upset. I didn't see any backlash when free agency was going on.
Nobody with more than 31 followers.
Right. When Brady signed his deal, or when Brady announced that Tuesday that he was leaving, nobody then was like, oh, I can't believe we're talking about Tom Brady when all this is going on. It was a distraction.
I'd rather get corona than learn Brady left. this is like having COVID-19 all over again.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
No, so if you can do the draft logistically, I'm all for it. We need the entertainment. And what Roger Goodell is thinking, too, is all these other leagues have to suspend their seasons. So he's thinking, okay, if I can keep our stuff on track, and if we delay it, we don't know when we're going to be able to actually sit in a venue and actually have a draft. So in all likelihood, we're not going to be able to do this before the summer anyway. So let's get the draft over with. This is the new reality we're living in right now. Let's get to Chrissy's in Watertown. What's up, Chris?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
How are you, pal?
Good. Very interesting. I've been listening there for a while. So, but the one coach I would say maybe, and that's a big maybe, what about Auerbach and Russell and that whole deal?
Yeah, who made who in that scenario, Chris?
Yeah, but it's
pretty obvious who made who. But
hey, Chris, let me ask you this, though. Chris, let me ask you this, though. Does anybody hold that against Russell, that he played for Red? Everyone just says he won 11 championships in 13 years. Same thing with Bird. Nobody says he played for Casey Jones or something. But with Brady, we always mention Belichick.
Right. And I'm just saying, I'm not saying that, Russell was obviously a great player in the Olympics, the whole thing, what he did at USF, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But those are two guys, I'm just saying, linked together like Belichick and Brady. If I could think of anybody, because like you say, Michael Jordan, I don't think about Phil Jackson.
Right.
You know, I think Phil Jackson's a product of the players he had. He didn't do so good in New York, did he?
No, he'd like to bury that. Would like to delete that part of his Wikipedia entry real quick. Chris, why do you think?
Check, yeah, so.
Exactly. Why do you think?
That's a good point.
It was a hell of a check. Bought a couple more motorcycles for himself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the talent he had surrounded himself with in L.A. made him look pretty good as well. Chris, but why do you, like, Barrett and I were just going back and forth about that. Why do you think you can't bring up Brady without mentioning Belichick, or why can't you mention Belichick without bringing up Brady? Is it because of the incomparable success that it's never been done before?
Right. Well, obviously, in a time with the free agency, the NFL, the players have more and more movement than ever. I mean, there used to be no trades. There used to be, you know, not a lot of movement, you know. And these guys, you know, the times are difficult. It's not like the 50s where, you know, you had to stay with the team. But it's just funny how Brady shows up, like 199th pick, and all of a sudden, there's like, into the Bledsoe goes down, which, you know, I had friends calling Sports Talk back then to say, hey, enough Bledsoe, it's time for somebody else. And nobody said Brady. They just said anybody else at that point. And it was just like, you know, they show up, and then, like, into that season, all of a sudden, and I think that was probably the Indy game to me was the big turning point where they just blew Indy out. And it's like they've had nothing but success since. And even when they didn't go to the Super Bowl, they're always, you know, in the hunt.
Right.
And something came up, and it's just kind of funny how these things work. And, but then you see Brady, you see the, you know, I read his book, and it's like he used to train with his dad. His dad helped him a lot. You know, it did a lot for him. And it's just like you see him kind of gangly. It's like you're surprised he didn't, you know, more muscular guy. And then just to see the transformation and things like that, it's crazy. But it's just funny how, like, Michael Jordan shows up, the Bulls go on an incredible run. Larry Bird shows up, Celtics are resurrected. And so take it for what you will. But they are linked together because Belichick obviously has done some things that nobody else has done. But what was he before Brady? He was teetering on, you know, maybe a losing record?
Yeah, no, he was. I appreciate the phone call, Chris. My overwhelming point with that is the reason I think it always happens with Brady, even though he's clearly the greatest quarterback of all time, is Belichick named Brady the starting quarterback after Bledsoe got hurt, and Brady wasn't Brady yet. So the first three championships, now I would say in the Eagles one, that was Brady was turning into Brady at that point.
I think a superstar was real. The legend of Brady began the night of Super Bowl 36, but a superstar was born with the performance he put on against the Panthers in Super Bowl 38.
Okay.
He and Charlie Weiss.
Fair enough.
He and Charlie Weiss had a game plan, and they executed it to a T. The offense, the only thing that stopped him from scoring 40 points that night was Brady throwing again, always with the bad picks in the Super Bowl. He threw an end zone.
Yeah, what was he doing all these years? Come
right?
On,
what a
Brady.
Bum. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if only he did something for us, right?
But
he was awesome in 38.
Yeah, my overwhelming point is just that I think because Brady was an unheralded guy in the sixth round, and then Belichick came here, and we project Belichick as a genius now, obviously, that Brady doesn't get the credit that all these other greats have had, like, throughout history. We never mentioned Phil Jackson with Michael Jordan and all these other great athletes, Larry Bird. We don't mention their coach. It's only Brady that happens with. All right, the number is 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett and Fitzy with you right here on WEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, Brian Barrett and Fitzy with you. The number is 617-779-7937. By the way, Jason Tatum was doing this, like, ask me anything on Twitter.
Everyone's doing them.
Yeah, they asked him his top five players in NBA history for Lakers. Hey, come on. Know where you are, man. Just
top
put one
players?
Celtic in there.
Didn't he even put a single Celtic?
Actually, three Lakers, sorry. So he had, well, four, because LeBron's on the Lakers now. So he had LeBron, Magic, Kareem, Kobe, and
MJ?
Jordan.
Yeah.
Did I say Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
So that he didn't have Larry Bird or Bill Russell.
Where's Larry Bird? Where's Dr. J?
Well, I mean, you got to put at least one Celtic on there, don't you?
Yeah, if you currently
know
play
where
for the
you
Celtics,
are, man.
You have to, yeah,
it's
come on.
Ridiculous.
Come who would on, you? Who would, if you had to do five real quick, because last night I saw trending on Twitter last night was your favorite four athletes.
Favorite
yeah.
four?
Yeah, not the Mount Rushmore of your city, but who are your favorite four? My favorite four were Ortiz, in no particular order, Ortiz, Pedro, Larry Bird, and Tom Brady. That's okay. not the Rushmore of Boston. Those are just my favorite four.
I'll go Ken Griffey Jr.
Mm-hmm. I saw him pop up a lot.
Steph Curry's my favorite NBA player ever.
Mm-hmm.
Reinvented the game. Rodney Harrison, who we played a bunch of his sound.
Wow.
Earlier. He's my favorite Patriot of all time. Love that guy. I guess, I mean, I love Brady too, but mm-hmm. Rodney Harrison's a little bit different. Trying to think of a good fourth. I didn't get to see the Bird era, but I love like the whole Bird persona.
Yeah.
So I'll go Bird.
Okay. All right, that's an interesting list. Not necessarily what I would think that you'd pick.
Well, Ken Griffey was awesome, wasn't he?
It's the greatest swing in the history of baseball.
He would have been the best player of all time if he didn't have the injuries.
Yep. Awesome. Absolutely awesome.
All right, let's get to Spencer. He's in Beverly. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, Bear. Fitz, great show today, guys.
Thanks,
man. How you
man?
Doing, buddy? Thanks.
You're very welcome. A couple things I want to bring up. Let's take a look at the reality of the situation. If we really take a hard look at it, who do you want to have, Stidham or Garoppolo right now? You can't deny it. Garoppolo. But why don't you have him? Because Robert Kraft made an emotional decision. It was emotion. This is my boy. I want to keep him. You know, Belichick wanted him to go. He wanted to keep Garoppolo. Imagine what the franchise will look like for the next 10 years if you traded Brady, brought in some talent, brought in some receivers, maybe someone on the offensive line. Where would this team be looking right now, moving forward into the future, in a lot better position than they're in right now?
Right,
and the
hey.
Reason for this is because,
Yeah, Spencer, appreciate the phone call. We're up against it here, as they say in the business. But the one thing I'd say to that The one thing I would say to that is this. If you had done that and traded Brady instead of Garoppolo,
yep.
are you having that comeback against the Jaguars to go to the Philadelphia Super Bowl? Are you converting three consecutive third and tens against the Chiefs in overtime?
No, you are not. And if you had held on to Garoppolo the whole season, who knows how much more that would have agitated Brady. But obviously the signs would have pointed to that would have been Tom Brady's final season. So tough call. Hey, listen, they had the same agent. Nobody expected Tom Brady to be playing at that level into his 40s. So what could you do, right?
Yeah, not to mention the fact that I believe Garoppolo is terribly overrated, and we saw that on full display in the Super Bowl when he missed Emmanuel Sanders and a wide-open George
Hot Hill. Take out the door. That's what Barrett's famous for, kids. Hot take out the dough.
All right, thanks to Eamon and Bridget, of course, for producing.
Fitzy, great job, guys.
Have a good weekend. I'll be back tomorrow from 1 to 4. Coming up next, some classic college basketball, George Mason against UConn. I have a funny feeling who's going to win this game. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe and be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.